This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Extreme Rules Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium. We are at the end of the Iron Man match. There's about 6 minutes left. Dolph Ziggler leads it 4-3, and it's not looking good for Seth Rollins. We started early because the pay-per-view is most likely going to end early. My thought is, why didn't Drew McIntyre just clock Dolph Ziggler in the face to give Dolph Ziggler one more fall? Why did he have to hit Seth Rollins? I mean, I would do that a couple times until I got kicked out, but it's okay. And it doesn't look like Seth Rollins is going to get it, but it also looks like with there's 31 minutes left in the show, it looks like there might actually be a tie and they might have to go into sudden death. We'll see if Seth Rollins can compete. And let's go to the phone lines. Joining us direct from Philadelphia, Chris.
Other than this match right now, this whole show has been kind of disappointing.
Yeah, the not-so-extreme Extreme Rules show. And we got about 5 minutes left, and now Seth Rollins is going to go for the superplex into the Falcon Arrow. I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. I'm wondering if he's going to get that last fall with like a second left. And I just don't know why the show is ending early, but makes me think it's going to tie up, you know?
What makes me think is somebody's going to interfere and cost Rollins the match.
What do you think of my idea that they should have had Drew McIntyre clock Ziggler so it gives him an extra fall?
It would have made much more sense than what they did right now. I mean, Ziggler didn't even get much airtime. I mean, McIntyre, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but he did his job, and you know now there's about 4:20 left, so smoke him if you got him. And we made predictions last week. If you want to know how we did, you can tune in tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. We will go over everybody's predictions and see if we were right and we were wrong. Raw is looking to be a big Raw tomorrow. Maybe Hulk Hogan will show up. I thought he was going to show up tonight. I think everybody thought he was going to come out with Daniel Bryan. Somebody said that Elias should have done a segment and Hogan should have come out and give him a leg drop or at least a big boot. But, you know, you don't get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And tonight I don't think we got what we needed. Strangely enough, one of the best matches of the night, Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. And, I mean, we saw Shinsuke win in 2 seconds flat and I don't know, like, not much extreme going on in Extreme Rules. They should just name it a regular pay-per-view.
They just keep digging up the grave of ECW.
Yeah, and monkey flip, slingshot monkey flip to the corner. 1, 2, 3, and it's tied up at 3 minutes. Tied up 3 minutes, 4-4. So it makes me think they're going long. Let's go right to our phone lines. On the line, the Legends champion, Double L. Love it, man.
Yo, what's going on, guys? I don't know about you all, but this has been one mediocre Extreme Rules. Oh, my gosh.
The least extreme rules I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah,
cage match. And an extreme rules match.
Yeah, this whole thing has been sad. I mean, completely. I've been bored out of my mind.
Have a death match. Have a barbed wire match. Have a fire inferno match. Have a bull rope match. Have a thumbtack match. Have a light bulb match. Have some kind of something match, like, you know, I don't know. And Ziggler now striving to get to the bottom rope. Seth Rollins and Ziggler is fading, but he's going to get to the rope, it looks like. But Seth Rollins cinching it in, and now crossface chicken wing. Crippler crossface, and Chris Benoit is turning in his grave. Chris Benoit reference. And can Dolph Ziggler hold on for a minute and 33 seconds to this Crippler? And if we get a tie, I mean, what, they go into overtime. I'm telling you, they're gonna go into overtime unless Ziggler picks up something like right out of the blue, miss the curb stomp, and Ziggler rolls out of the ring. Let him go out. Get the count out. What are you doing? Double L, what do you think of my idea if Drew McIntyre should have clocked Ziggler and got a fall for Ziggler, right? Because he could have interfered, hit Ziggler in the face.
Well, you know, he did pop Ziggler.
Oh, Rollins kicks out with 46 seconds. Shit. All right, so it's going to go to a tiebreaker, I guess. And the next fall wins it, I would assume.
Yeah, well, when McIntyre started doing his stuff, I knew he was going to cost at least one pinfall for Rollins. I thought that was going to be, you know, it's going to cost Ziggler the whole thing, and that's where Ziggler McIntyre begin their feud. That was kind of what my thought was, but then they completely turned it, and Ziggler gets, you know, what, three pinfalls, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see how this ends.
Seth, get it. No.
Well, Double L, what I said was somebody might interfere in the match.
He almost had it. What a great way to end a lackluster pay-per-view in a draw. Sometimes you think you're going to win. Sometimes you think you're going to lose. But you never know what happens when somebody ties a record. And it's a draw, so Ziggler wins.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how this thing's. I'm behind you guys. I got 20 seconds left.
Oh shit. Okay, sorry. Well, anyway.
No, you're good.
Congratulations to Dolph Ziggler. He wins with the tie, and you'll see it in 5-4-3 as the audience would be chanting. What an awful way to end a pay-per-view. Like, seriously. Like, I would have much rather. Here comes Kurt Angle. Does not want to see a tie.
This makes it more obvious that someone's going to interfere. I'm calling it right now. It's Jason Jordan or Elias.
Or Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose can come in. That would be good, but I don't know if he's...
Yeah.
And it's the
or
first
does McIntyre
ball.
Come back down?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, McIntyre came out, and then... McIntyre, yep. There we go. Real quick, nice and easy. Interesting. McIntyre came out of nowhere. Like he was expecting that. So they ended shitty, and then they restarted and ended shitty. Like, I don't know. This pay-per-view... It can suck my dick. Frankly, I am not excited, nor was it extreme. And And what a way. I mean, I guess it's heat for Dolph Ziggler, but, you know, what are you going to do? All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, that was a double L. Did you catch up? Have you seen it?
It's coming. The bell just rang. Oh, yeah, there's McIntyre. Oh, are you kidding me? Now I'm seeing it.
Instant.
Okay.
Like,
done. Hands in the air. Done. BS. Oh, my God. Oh.
What a way to end Extreme Rules. Extremely
no
lame.
Kidding.
All right.
God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Extreme Rules. And we're going to get... to our results show, and Double L, did you get to see the entire thing?
I did not get to see the entire pay-per-view, but I've got my results up, and I've got some thoughts.
All right, Sin Cara versus Cien Almas and the kickoff show. Who won? I don't know. I didn't watch that.
Cien Almas.
Okay, yeah, that seems like a thing. I don't really care, so we can just move on from that because it doesn't really matter. And they're probably going to have another match. I would say that Rey Mysterio is the only thing that can make Cien Almas anything. Let's go to Christian. What do you think of Cien Almas versus Sin Cara, their feud?
They already did this on SmackDown, so I don't know why they faced each other again on a pre-show. It's nothing. Hopefully, Cien Almas could go to someone more worthy. That's all I have to say.
Double L, like, do you care about this match?
No, not really, because I'm with Christian on that. I mean, we did see this on SmackDown already. Sin Cara is nothing more than a sideshow at this point. You know, I remember 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when he was having his big reveal and he ended up being a bust. You know, so it's really nothing I care about. So, you know, whoopity-doo.
Whoever's TV is loud, please lower it for the show. And if you want to follow along, WrestleCorp.com. You can Mumra's in the chat. How you doing, Mum? He is the World Generation Champion. And, of course, last week, if you weren't here on Monday Night Fallout, you should go and listen. Because Minister of Sinister is the new IWC World Heavyweight Champion. KV stripped of the title, much like Brock Lesnar might be stripped of the title. We're always ahead. We're always ahead of WWE, and that's pretty big news. And also Hulk Hogan coming back, and it comes crashing down. It hurts inside his spine. That's what that song is about, his spine. All right, so another kickoff show, tables match, Sanity versus the New Day, and Sanity picks up the victory. Christian from Philadelphia, Sanity picking up a... victory in a tables match, which probably would have been better on the main show, the Extreme show, rather than the kickoff show. What'd you think of this one?
I think it should have been on the main show than the pre-show, because that disrespects all six men. But I thought it was a good match, and the right team won.
Well, and if you look at it, they got they still got 15 minutes, so they could have done that match. They could have actually had that match go on, maybe shorten the AJ match a little bit or whatever, but they had time. They had room. Double L. Sanity picks up a victory, so that's good, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, I think they're a good stable, you know, that I think is going to be up and coming. just because, you know, New Day is really kind of the only stable we've got right now, just kind of in general. So, I definitely think the right team won. New Day, you know, they're kind of moving off to the side and making way for the new guys coming in, and I think it could be a good feud, at least for a little while. It's two very, you know, contrasting styles. I like it.
Well, and they don't need to win. The New Day is over anyway, so they don't really need to win, but it is a New Day. Yes, it is. All right, let's go to the main card. And the first match of the night, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy versus the B-Team, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas. And in a upset, maybe, I don't know if any of us predicted this, but the B-Team picks up the victory on the tag title match. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this one?
I think this was a pretty boring match. I mean, I kind of figured the B team would win, but I think the match should have been good. It could have been better. It was kind of short. Don't you guys think? It was, like, short.
Well, it makes you wonder it makes you wonder, was Bray Wyatt's injury, was it maybe a little bit more than, you know, what they made it out to be? I mean, could that have been a reason why, do you think?
He looked fine to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minister of Sinister thought that Bray and Matt would win. Double L, you called it, though. You had the winner, so there you go.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling. You know, like I said, you don't keep pushing a team like the B team of all teams and not have them, you know, get this victory. I think I said this on Monday. You know, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, they don't need the belts to be a valid tag team. You know, they don't, because of who they are. So yeah, I wasn't very surprised when I saw the results. In fact, I'm kind of happy because now I'm curious to see what the hell they do from here.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I hope next match they have at the compound. I think that would be a good thing. But Double L got it right, so congratulations, Double L. But like I said, I was driving, so I couldn't really pay attention to the match. I was trying to watch it while I was driving, but that's never a good thing. To watch WWE on my phone hooked up to my little thing while I'm watching. So there you go. A new tag team championship for a new era, and I'm sure the Revival will be there next. I don't know. Who knows where this is going to go? Find out tomorrow. Tune in to Fallout for that. The next match was Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin, and Finn Balor picks up the roll-up victory, and that's just, you know, very interesting. But, you know, I mean, it's good in the sense, you know, Double L, again, you were right, man. And so was Christian.
Yeah.
So you two were Christian. You were...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was half right.
You were half right?
Yeah, I said that Balor would win, but Baron Corbin would reverse the decision, so I was half right.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Reverses the decision. So there you go. I don't really care. I didn't care for this match. Like, I'm still not a fan of Baron Corbin, and I think that, you know, Finn Balor is, you know, being very grossly misused. Double L, did you see this one or no?
No, I didn't see this one. The results didn't surprise me. I'm with you. I'm not sold on Baron Corbin, even with this new gig. I'm really not. And for Finn Balor, dude, I mean, this poor guy being so misused and undervalued. You know, I mean, there's got to be a payoff for him somewhere down the road. I mean, you know, Angle or Triple H came up to him and said, hey, go job for a little while, and then we'll give you a push to this, or this. I mean, you know that's got to be coming. At least it should be. So maybe he's just kind of biding his time, saying, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'll do this, I'll do that, no problem, you know, because he knows he's got something coming. And at least I hope that's what they do.
Yeah, who knows? Finn Balor needs some kind of injection of something to get himself moving on, so let's move on. I think next was, what, the steel cage match, Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. What a spot, Braun Strowman throwing Kevin Owens off the top into an airbag. I think that everybody got this right. I don't think that anybody thought that Kevin Owens was going to, actually, we didn't even ask this question. Funny enough, this was the one match that we didn't ask who was going to win and why. So let's go to Christian from Philadelphia. Christian, Kevin Owens takes a big bump off the top of the cell. What'd you think of that one?
I think it was great. I said that Owens would win, but I said that Owens would go through a steel cage.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. He threw him out, and, you know, so, I mean, with that, I can't even find where I wrote it because I just wrote all this crap as I was going. We were going. And so there we go. Double L, what did you think of the spot Kevin Owens getting tossed?
I've never been big on Kevin Owens. I think I've made that pretty clear multiple times. But I'm starting to grow a certain level of respect for the guy. I mean, how many wrestlers can you talk to and say, all right, so we're going to put you in a feud with the biggest, meanest, badass in the WWE. We're going to have you get thrown off the top of a ladder through a table. We're going to have you thrown off the top of a steel cage. You cool with that? And have them say, yep, let's do it. You know, I mean, it's impressive what Kevin Owens is willing to do, you know, to stay relevant, knowing that his time is coming again. I think it's I'm impressed. You know, talk about a workhorse, you know, being willing to do what it takes to stay up there and be relevant and knowing that with every single match you're in with this guy. I mean, even in the freaking porta potty, I mean, he could have been hurt, like seriously freaking hurt with some of the crap they're doing with him. And for him to say, yeah, let's keep doing it, I think is awesome. So I thought it was a great spot.
We're kind of going out of order here, so let's go back to the order of the night. Braun Strowman, bigger, better things. Hopefully Brock Lesnar appears tomorrow and or says he'll accept a match at SummerSlam. Maybe Braun will eventually get the title. I still think that it's going to be – well, I don't know. Tonight, Bobby Lashley won, so I think it'd be a triple threat at the pay-per-view. Roman Reigns wins by pinning Bobby Lashley, and then Brock Lesnar beats the crap out of Reigns, and Braun Strowman cashes in on Roman Reigns, and we reignite this feud, and Braun Strowman leaves as the champion. Carmella and Asuka with James Ellsworth hanging from the top, and in a match where the stipulation was to prevent outside interference, it was all about outside interference, and James Ellsworth escapes the cage, and of course Asuka gets foiled again. After winning hundreds and hundreds of matches, she has lost like the last 10 or whatever, and it's pretty awful. Let's go to Christian in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Christian, Asuka loses.
Holy shit, dude. This was the worst women's match I ever fucking seen, dude. They ruined Asuka. They made her look like a fucking idiot for this past feud. This was horrible. This was the worst women's match I've ever seen. I'm already getting tired of Carmella's title reign. Fuck me. Hope she loses it at SummerSlam. Oh.
But you two were right. Double L and Christian, both of you were right about it. Carmella won. I was the only one who picked Asuka, and I'm wrong. Like, all night, everything, every one of these fucking things, I'm wrong. So, except for one. But let's go to the phone line and go to our alcoholic friend, Minister! The new IWC World Heavyweight Champion, much like Brock Lesnar. KB was stripped of the title. You are the champion, and you are the champion of the world. You were right about this one as well. Carmella retains.
Yes, Carmella retains, man. That's what we have. I mean, she found a way. She found a way to do it.
Since you're a little late, let's get your thoughts real quick. B team winning, what'd you think?
I thought it was where they need to go with this, man. You know, they need to build these guys up. I was extremely impressed with the way they carried themselves, especially after the win. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed that part of the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view itself, well, you know, we'll get into it.
All right, and we also talked about Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens. Owens taking the table dive. What did you think of that?
Man, I thought that was insane. It was remarkable spot, memorable spot, but, you know, I mean, as good as it was, still the pay-per-view, it didn't really meet up to anything.
Braun Strowman has some balance to stand up on top of that cage and not hold
on
to anything.
He sure does.
Like, I thought he was going to fall up. Yeah, like I thought he was going to fall for sure. All right, so now we got our panel here. Let's move on. Nakamura wins in like 2 seconds with a low blow and then a Kinshasa, and he is the new champion, and we all called it. Everybody, no, Christian called the low blow, but he said that Jeff Hardy retained. So let's go to Christian first. Christian, Nakamura is your new United States champion.
It's cool. I'm okay with it, but I got one question. Is Hardy okay? Like, is it because Nakamura got bitten by the dog, or was it because of Hardy?
No, man. Hardy is fine. The thing is, Hardy's dealing with some issues right now, some type of medical issues, so they had to write him off of TV for a little while.
He's got a rematch, though, so I think on Tuesday they'll probably write him off, and then he'll take a break for a while, you know, and then come back.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's what... Double L, Nakamura, low blow.
I know, that was... I was really in shock. I mean, you don't pull that kind of crap on pay-per-views. You pull that stuff on the show, on Raw or on SmackDown. I was really surprised by that. I mean, let's face it, it throws a hell of a lot of heat on the Nakamura now. I mean, my God, you know, to win a title that way. I mean, he went full-blown heel 100%, even more so than with Styles. But, you know, and then with Orton coming out, I mean, now we know, you know, because hearing what Minister just said, that Hardy's going to be out for a little while. Well, now I'm seeing Orton Nakamura, which that could be an interesting feud as well.
But Orton is a heel now. He kicked him in the nuts. So, I mean, you can't have heel versus heel, right? I mean, you know, maybe that was
good. I think it'd be pretty nasty.
Minister of Sinister, Nakamura wins, and Randy Orton turns heel.
I don't know what Double L is talking about. I didn't see a damn thing, man. He slipped, man. I saw a slip. The guy slipped. He couldn't carry his own weight up there, and you know, Nakamura took advantage of it and won. Kinshasa.
Resident heel, the resident heel in the house. Corey Graves, resident heel, the heel champion.
Oh, my.
And, all right. Well, we'll see on Tuesday. What happens as we move on. All right. Team Hell No versus the Bludgeon Brothers. And the Bludgeons retain after beating the hell out of Kane. And... Christian got it right. He said that Kane turns on Daniel Bryan, though. But looks like Kane is going to be out. Let's go to Christian. Christian, you got this right. What did you think of this, and were you expecting Hulk Hogan?
No, I wasn't expecting Hulk Hogan. But I'm glad I was right that the Bludgeon Brothers retained, but I wish Kane would have turned on Bryan. Because... if he would have lost on a handicap, that would have made Bryan look bad. I'm just glad Kane returned just in time.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I guess it makes the Bludgeon Brothers look strong, and then maybe they'll write Kane out now, and then Daniel Bryan. I mean, at least they had T-shirts, so they can sell that merchandise. Double L, Bludgeon Brothers, retained.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember if I picked that. I thought I did.
Team Hell No.
That's right where I... oh, did I? Damn it. Well, that's where I came in, was right at the very end of that. So I saw the very, very end with the Bludgeon Brothers holding the titles up. And it's not surprising, you know, because Team Hell No, I mean, they needed something to do for these two guys for this pay-per-view. And, you know, they didn't win, and that's okay because they're Team Hell No. I mean, they don't need the belts to be relevant on TV. They'll still be cheered. So,
well, yeah,
with Kane
and they out, and they won – and they weren't 100%. Like, they won coming in, like, having beat down. Kane had a fucking walking cast on his leg, for God's sake. Like,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, it wasn't like a dominant victory. And at least Daniel Bryan tried his best. Minister of Sinister, the midget, Daniel Bryan, couldn't handle it.
Yeah, Daniel Bella was out there, you know, and he gave it his all. But at the end, it was just too much for him. And of course, Kane coming out there at the end of that match, you know, and trying to throw his two cents in, didn't contribute anything to anything. I mean, the Bludgeon Brothers were dominant from the beginning, you know, the opening scene or whatever, wherever, whenever the hell it was, when they attacked him in the back. It was a heinous, heinous attack, but that's what they needed to do to win. And, you know, I really thought that Team Hell No would win this, especially when I saw Daniel Bryan sporting a brand new T-shirt and shit. I said, oh, yeah, man, the titles are next. They're going to move a hell of merch and everything. But no, it didn't go that way. And I guess, who knows, maybe Kane will get written off. A short
list. Yeah, I think, well, yeah, but at least it's something. You know, they wanted to give the people something. All right, so this next match, Minister, you were right, and so was Christian. Bobby Lashley picks up the surprise victory, but no heel turn. Very interesting. Let's go to Christian in Philadelphia. You said Elias would interfere. He didn't, but Bobby Lashley won.
The fans booed this match. They hated these two people. I thought it was an okay match, but the real question is, where does Roman Reigns go here? Does he turn heel finally? Does he finally turn heel tomorrow? Or was this all for nothing?
I say it was all for nothing, man.
He got a lot of boos for not joining the B-team. Like, you know, if you want to make him the face of your company, you don't have him shit all over the B-team. Like, because when he turned away, everybody was like, boo, boo. So, you know, double L. I thought for sure Reigns was going to win.
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised that Lashley picked this victory up. I mean, just because the Reigns push that we all know about, I don't know. It's like WWE finally went, well, maybe we shouldn't have him win. And then, you know, so maybe this will be his heel turn, and maybe we'll see that tomorrow night. Or they're just looking at this as here's their chance to finally push Lashley, you know, into a potential belt run, you know, by giving him this win. So I don't know. The match itself, it's almost like Lashley told Roman in the back before they started, dude, between every flurry of sets, give me a minute so I can catch my breath. That's what that was the pace of this match. But it did have a really sudden ending that I did not see coming. So.
No, and I'm telling you, it's either going to be a triple threat at SummerSlam or maybe Bobby Lashley takes on Brock Lesnar alone, but I don't see that happening. Minister of Sinister, you said Bobby Lashley wins with a shitty shit, but he won.
Yeah.
So is this a triple threat at SummerSlam?
Yeah, well, definitely. Roman Reigns will find his way. He'll weasel his way in that match somehow, some way, man. And he'll come out the winner. He has to. He has to win over Brock Lesnar, but it's not going to be a complete win over Brock Lesnar because guess what? Bobby Lashley is going to be involved. So he'll never have that clean, clear-cut victory over Lesnar. And that's okay, man. You know, sometimes
you never get
all that. Yeah,
do you think Strowman's
going to
cash in on Roman?
Yeah, Strowman will cash in on Roman Reigns.
The crowd would be so happy after that. Roman would win, right? And people are going to boo the shit because he's going to pin Lashley. Like, if it's a triple threat, he's going to pin Lashley, not Brock, right?
Yeah.
And then Brock is going to just beat the shit out of Roman Reigns. I think Roman is going to get annihilated, and then Braun Strowman is going to come out and beat him up some more. And that's what I think. That's my prediction.
Man, I have to agree with Double L, though. I mean, it was at a snail's pace. It was a typical match. There was nothing spectacular to it. And, you know, that's the thing, because Roman Reigns, I mean, I know you guys shit on him a lot, but he's definitely able to deliver a good match. We've seen it happen time and time again. But tonight, man, it's just Bobby Lashley, man. He does not seem like he's prepared to go the way they go in WWE 2018. You know, I mean, it's different now.
Head to WrestleCorp.com. Mumra, the World Generation Champion, says, Naka Dika is getting painted into a corner, and Team Hell No versus the Blumpkin Brothers. So they're the Blumpkin Brothers now, so that's it's pretty awesome. And you guys are going to want to tune in tomorrow night to Fallout, because we'll have more, and we'll go over more of our predictions and stuff as it rolls on. All right. So, from that match, we go to the Extreme Rules match, the only really Extreme Rule match, except for the cage match, but Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, and Ronda Rousey comes in a little earlier than expected, but Alexa Bliss still picks up the victory. Goodbye, Nia, and I don't think that she is going to do anything, but everybody was right. So, Christian from Philadelphia. Alexa Bliss retained.
Holy shit, this was another shit match. This match was garbage. I was right about Natalya showing up at least, but no heel turn. But I hope Nia Jax gets released. See shit.
You hope she gets released? I don't think that's going to happen. I think
she won't get released because she's an attraction, you know. She's a behemoth. So for that alone, she will not get released.
Yeah, she is a behemoth. Double L, Miss Bliss, your favorite ass in all of wrestling. Win.
Ooh. Yes. Oh, yes. And boy, did it look good tonight. My God. But, you know, I got to say, Alexa Bliss, she took some hard bumps. I mean, she went through a trash can. You know, she, you know, got thrown onto a steel chair. I mean, she for a little girl, man, she took some hard bumps tonight. But this match was awful. I mean, it was just, it's like Nia didn't know what the hell to do with all the stuff that was in the ring. It was terrible. It was a lot shorter than I thought it would be. You know, we all knew that Rousey was going to interfere, of course. We knew that. That was a given. I don't know. This was a bad match. It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
I
wasn't...
have to agree.
Go, Minister.
Know, the it did have, though, the most memorable moment of the night for me. As bad as the match was, I mean, I have to agree with Double L. It wasn't anything spectacular at all. But, of course, Alexa winning, you know, we all called it, and that's the way it went down. But the most memorable moment of the night, though, for me, the whole entire night, was when Nia Jax picked up Alexa Bliss and had her over her shoulders, and they got a clear shot of her ass. Oh, my God. The most memorable moment of the whole freaking pay-per-view for me.
Ass streams rule. Ass stream rules. Yes, the ass stream rules. All right, so we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. Ronda Rousey will not be there because she's still suspended. And so we'll see what happens there. Rusev versus AJ Styles with Aiden English costing Rusev the match, causing some dissension. Maybe. I actually would have liked to have seen Rusev win, but we were all pretty much right in our predictions. Let's go to Christian from Philadelphia. Rusev Day versus AJ Styles.
This was a decent match. Nothing really spectacular. I would have liked if Samoa Joe would show up, because I don't know where the hell they're doing with him or where the hell he is right now. But yeah, it was a decent match.
It was a pretty good match, actually, and it picked up towards the end. And Rusev has that classic heel, you know, he it's slow and methodical. When Lashley does it, it's you know, it looks like he just doesn't know what he's doing. But Rusev and his selling of his knee was good. And, you know, Aiden English, I'm telling you, they're going to split up. I wouldn't bet if it was going to be Rusev versus Aiden English at SummerSlam in the pre-show. That's what I would say if I were to think anything was going to happen. I would think that that's going to happen. At a pre-show match. Double L, Rusev Day, losing.
It didn't surprise me that Rusev lost. I mean, I think the two guys, they put on a hell of a match. I mean, if there is going to be a match of the night, for me it was this one. You know, Rusev, he's always been really good to me in the ring. He's, to me, been one of those guys they've kind of underused, I think, over the years, because he's really good. He sells well. He's, you know, he's really flexible. He's got a great kick. His character is solid. But after, you know, 3 or 4 months of you know, Nakamura and Styles feuding, you know, two great wrestlers like that, I just cannot see Rusev coming out of nowhere and winning a title. It just doesn't make sense. Maybe like The Miz would have made sense to do that with, but not Rusev. Not Rusev of all guys. So I wasn't surprised with it. But, man, is AJ Styles not probably one of the best wrestlers in the WWE right now? Dude is freaking phenomenal. I mean, that's why he has his name for a reason, the phenomenal one, because he puts on a show every damn time he gets in that ring. It's unreal.
But Jinder won out of nowhere, so, you know, that's it could have happened.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen it happen, but it wasn't going to. Minister of Sinister, Rusev Day.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen it happen too, man. That, you know, Rusev, man, he's all right. But it didn't happen, you know. And I know I called it AJ Styles winning. But, yeah, man, the match, you know, it was all right. I like what you said there. He is methodical in the way he plays his part, man. He's a total heel. He's badass. And for sure, Aiden English. I mean, they were planting seeds tonight, the whole thing. But, you know, it wasn't really Aiden English's fault. But nevertheless, you know, what he did result in Rusev knocking himself out, stunning himself enough for AJ to get the 1-2-3 on him. But yeah, the match, I mean, it was all right. I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed the entertainment aspect of it, but there's no way I expected Rusev to win.
And if this was the best match of the night, it was a non-Extreme Rules match that was on Extreme Rules, and it wasn't between AJ and somebody like Finn or Kenny Omega or something, not a giant match, and yet, you know, it was the best match in a relatively shitty show, really. I mean, I don't know. All right, so the main event, the shitty main event, and I'm going to say that because the WWE likes to do this. It ended, well, first Drew McIntyre interfered and then got kicked out, cost him a fall. Should have cost him two falls, but anyways, he got kicked out. And then Ziggler came back, and then, of course, they tied it up, and then Kurt Angle comes out, changes it up, and then, of course, it happens in 2 seconds that Ziggler wins. And what a really bad way to end this fucking pay-per-view. Let's go to Christian from Philadelphia. Christian, what in the hell, man? Somebody needs to get fired.
They did this on purpose just to spite us. They knew we were going to hate Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley in the main eventing, so they put this match in the main event, and they wrote it like this on purpose just to piss us off. They did this to piss us off for on purpose. And also, where the hell is Jason Jordan? What's taking him so long to return? He's healed up. He's ready to go.
Well, yeah, and Dean Ambrose, too, didn't even, you know, he needs to start showing up a bit, maybe at SummerSlam or something like that. But I have a feeling that Ziggler and Rollins is going to continue, probably. Who knows what's going to happen with this. Double L, we watched it live here, and I'm glad that we started the show when we did, because otherwise we would have had to wait 25 minutes to do the show. So good on me.
Yeah.
And good on me, but yeah, so what'd you think about this?
You know, I mean, the match itself was pretty good. You know, these two guys can put on a heck of a show, but that ending, I'm with you on this one, D-Rock. That ending pissed me off so much. You know, the build-up to we're going to have a tiebreaker, and all of a sudden, out of the freaking blue, it's like, what the hell were they thinking? I mean, at least give it 3 or 4 minutes first, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, oh, my God. It's such a I couldn't, like I said during as we were watching the end of it, man, hands up, fucking done. I couldn't believe what I saw. I couldn't believe it. Just, oh, my God.
Yeah, kind of. I would have much rather, maybe the Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns match should have ended the, because if, you know, people would have loved Bobby Lashley winning. That would have sent everybody home happy instead of, like, sending them home, like, in a what the fuck type of moment. Minister of Sinister, you were the only one of us who was absolutely wrong. So what did you think of this match?
Which one was this? Oh, Ziggler, and yeah, I was absolutely wrong on this. But listen, It was a shitty ending, man. I mean, it was so badass when Kirk Angle came out and announced that it was going to continue, you know, from his hometown and shit. You know, he's big old pop and shit, and then instant fucking buzzkill, man. Just like that. And you know, because at that moment I was like, shit, you know, well, fuck, the show doesn't start till 10 o'clock, so it's going to be cool. You know, I'll fucking watch, the match is going to go on probably until 10 o'clock, you know, and it's going to be perfect. But no, it was instant buzzkill. The fucking match finished right after it started. And then I come online and the fucking show was already on anyway.
Shows you got to start paying attention to your own network.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently. All right. So on that note. Not so extreme rules ends with a not so extreme finish. Like, how is that even an extreme rules match? Like, Mumra says, Rusev is a great performer. I didn't like him when he started, but he proved himself to me. I hope he gets the title one day. So, yeah, I mean, you guys, tomorrow night, Fallout should be pretty good because Raw will be pretty good. And I'm hoping that Hogan shows up. He might not show up till SummerSlam, but, you know, him and Elias would be a really good pairing. But let's go to Christian for getting his final thoughts on the not-so-extreme rules pay-per-view, your rating, and your thoughts on tonight.
This pay-per-view fucking sucks. It's a disgrace to ECW, and it's a disgrace to every wrestling fan. 0 out of 10.
Disgrace.
Really, 0 out of 10. Famous hater. And, all right, Christian, sucked. All right, double L. What are your thoughts on Extreme Rules, and what did you think of the?
Great. Well, I'm not going to be as extreme as Christian, but this was bad. This was a bad pay-per-view. I mean, you cannot have an Extreme Rules pay-per-view without having more than one Extreme Rules match. No, I don't count the 30-man Ironman match as an Extreme Rules match. I just don't. I'm sorry. The whole thing was underwhelming. You know, Lashley looked slow. The championship match was pretty good. The way it ended was crap. The women's championship match was terrible, and that was the only extreme match in the entire extreme pay-per-view. Yeah, it's almost like the writers just kind of looked at this one and went, meh, we'll go bigger for SummerSlam. What? So, you know, I can't discount AJ Styles and what he puts in. I can't discount Rusev, what he put in. You know, so I, you know, I'll give it a 2 out of 10. I just can't justify much more than that.
Ouch.
You know, I can't justify more than that, man. You know, when the best part of the whole night is what you already mentioned, Minister, which was Alexa Bliss's ass. I mean, how can you rate it much higher than that? And that's my thought. It was really, really lackluster and boring.
Minister of Sinister.
I double L took the words right out of my mouth, man. It was lackluster and boring. I mean, you know, I was looking forward to this pay-per-view, man. I mean, I thought it was stacked. I was anxious for it. I was like, man, the card is freaking stacked. It's going to be great. But, man, it just fell short, man. It had a few moments. No, not a few. It had a handful of moments that were scattered, you know, sparsely throughout the freaking show, man. And it just was not enough. It was not enough, man. And I think they failed to deliver. And it's just terrible. And if I would have been a fan there at fucking Pittsburgh, I would have left pissed off. I would have felt robbed, especially with that shitty ending. And but shit. I mean, as bad as my rating is, you guys shit on it even more so than I did. So, but I give it a 3. Even worse than Bret Hart, typical 4. I give it a 3 tonight. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and on the WWE Network, you're seeing Lita versus Trish. That was a match. Look at that. It's pretty awesome. You don't see that shit anymore. And nowadays, it's just all watered-down rubbish. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10, too. I cannot give it a Bret Hart. I will not do it, and I won't And I can. Yeah. For an Extreme Rules show, have a death match, have a cage match, electrified cage, a barbed wire, an inferno match, some kind of thumbtack. What the hell? Like, there's so many implements of death and destruction. Have a tables match on the card. Have a chairs match on the card. Have some kind of fucking ladder match. Have a fucking ladder match. That's an Extreme Rules match. You could have a ladder match, right? I mean, you know, Nakamura versus, you know, Jeff Hardy in a ladder match. That would have been fucking awesome. Like, why not
do
that?
You know, that spot that Kevin Owens did, it's going to get overshadowed by how shitty the pay-per-view was as a whole. But it was that bad.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and it was a good spot. I mean, you could see the airbag, but it's still like, you know, he took the bump like a champ. But, again, it's just like there wasn't enough. There wasn't enough of that. You can't call it Extreme Rule without having anything be extreme.
Can't do it.
So, on that fucking note, we're going to be done with this show, and we're going to prepare up for tomorrow on Monday Night Fallout. And hopefully that show will be pretty good. We'll see Brock Lesnar if he gets stripped of the title. Maybe see Hulk Hogan because he gets taken back. Now, and you know, who knows what the hell's going to go on. They're booking for SummerSlam. It's one of the top four pay-per-views, so I think they're going to start revving it up, and who knows where Randy Orton's going to go. Let's go to Christian from Philadelphia, getting his final words of the night before we let him go.
Bret Hart is starting to piss me the fuck off. You won't shut the fuck up about this Owen Hart garbage. He's still a bitter old man, and he still keeps talking about that Montreal Screwjob everywhere he goes. He's still talking about it. And now he's bothering Owen Hart's wife about this shit, about him not being in the Hall of Fame. Well, maybe Bret Hart wouldn't be bitter if he followed the rules that the company set himself on, and he actually did his fucking job. So to you, Mr. Hart, fuck you. Fuck you, Bret Hart. Brett screwed Brett.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll see you tomorrow, Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. And yes, tomorrow night, right at the Live at the Overrun, we will be here. Double L, any final thoughts before we end? And Lita just beat Trish Stratus for the Women's Championship. Wow, what a great match that was just on the WWE Network. Too bad Extreme Rules can't say the same for that shit. So there you go.
Well, you know, first I just want to say I think the three of us, Minister T-Rock and the Lover Boy, I think we've been a bad influence on our little buddy Christian from Philly because, man, we've been a bad influence on him because, woo, he's vicious. He's a vicious man out there, Christian Philly. yeah, as far as final thoughts were, I've pretty much said all that needs to be said about this pay-per-view or deserves to be said about it. I think you're right, T-Rock. They got to really step up their game to amp up for SummerSlam. I mean, you know, WWE owes the fans something bigger, something better, big time. And so, you know, hopefully they are going to start really ramping it up and curious to see where everything goes from there. You know, to Mumra on WrestleCorp, thanks for listening in, brother. We love chatting with you every week. Tune in tomorrow night for Fallout. Hopefully Raw will be a good one. Lots of good stuff to talk about. This is Double L, the Lover Boy, signing off.
The IWC Legend Champion, Double L. And again, tomorrow night, Monday Night Fallout, right at the Live Overrun, right here in the World Generation Podcast Network, and on WrestleCorp.com. Join the WrestleCorp, or WrestleCore, or whatever you want to call it. Fucking A. Minister of Sinister, do you have any final thoughts tonight on
anything?
Anything?
Yeah, you can listen to the extended version of Christian's Bret Hart commentary on Fatal 4-Way Radio. He really went off. but it was definitely much more, you know, it was, he went off on Fatal 4-Way Radio. So you can go back and listen to that if you want to hear some crazy extreme views from Christian. Also, the week before that, he went off on Vince McMahon. That was really funny too. But anyway, yeah, listen to my show. It's on Thursdays, Fatal 4-Way Radio, and also tomorrow night we'll be back talking about Monday Night Raw and the build-up to SummerSlam. 5 weeks. We're going to have 5 weeks now. So we'll see what goes on. But, yeah, it was an uneventful night. And I think it ends here. Thank you very much for listening. And thanks to Mumra, the Grandmaster, as well. So we'll see you guys.
All right. Minister. The new IWC World Heavyweight Championship. And next week on Sunday, the Greatest Talk Show will be back. Hollywood Tony P and Mark Derrick-Turian will take you through some kind of crazy hopped up stuff. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the World Generation Podcast Network. You want to bookmark this page, stay with us on Blog Talk. I mean, this is the place to be if you want people who aren't going to sugarcoat it. There's another show going on right now, probably on Wrestling Inc. with Raj and the guy, and then they have Chris Featherstone every so often, and Matt Morgan maybe, yeah, and they kiss WWE's ass because Raj needs the, you know, clicks, but we ain't going to kiss nobody's ass because WWE... What a fucking horrible Extreme Rules show. Change the fucking name of this fucking crap show because one match was extreme. The rest was a bunch of bullshit and Kevin Owens falling off a fucking whatever. The fucking 3 out of 10 is too good for you. Hopefully you ramp it up for fucking SummerSlam. Maybe Hogan comes back. But I don't know if there's any way to save the bullshit that's going on. And frankly, people are starting not to care. And I know you guys listen. I know Triple H, I know you're listening. So you got to do something about it, man. Vince is senile and he's sucking the shit right out of the WWE universe. So much so that a beach ball got the biggest pop of the night. A fucking beach ball. What is this, CSW? All right, well, thank you guys for joining us. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Tomorrow night, Monday Night Fallout, live at the Oberon. We will not be censored, and we will not hold back on our criticism. We will give them our all tomorrow night here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Tuesday's gone, coming on Tuesday. Wednesday, I don't know. Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. Joe Bates on Friday. And next week on Sunday, the Greatest Talk Show returns with some more out-there nonsensical crap that's awesome. Go back and listen to everything on Archive. You want to make this your place to be on Facebook, World Generation Podcast. And there you go. My name is T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock, head booker of the IWC, is cooking. We'll see you guys next time on... Pull out on the World Generation Podcast Network.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.